of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is July the 2nd, 2018. We have a live show for you today. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number for you to comment, questions, or just to raise concerns. If you would like to do that as well, then you could do that there. Just give us a call, 704-802-5056. Also, everyone, please continue to support. You've heard us talk about supporting Black Talk Radio Network. Black Talk Radio Network will need your support in order to go forward in its overall organic, holistic journey to bring you information and to have a, so that you could have a platform where you can utilize it to your best benefit, to your family's best benefit, and to the community's best benefit. So you can do that by supporting the network, making donations to this network, and that will ensure that the network will stay on air. Okay, go to www.blacktalkradionetwork, make a donation, hit the donation prompt. You can also support the network by being a part of the social media platform known as BTR Community. And BTR Community is a social media platform where you can engage in all of your social media activities. It's very, very important that you do that in a more holistic way. It will protect you. It will protect us. And that is very, very important in my eyes, something that definitely needs to be done. So please support the network. $24 a year, you become a member. Set up your membership and everything will be where you can use that to your platform to your benefit as well, but within reason, of course. So make sure that you do that, and that will assist this network in ensuring that it is here going forward in the future. Okay, Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you need to be doing that, ladies and gentlemen. And today's show is going to be part two. But you definitely, definitely need to be doing that. Today's show is going to be part two, seeding the civil and global war purge in the next, part two, seeding the civil and global war purge in the next 3.5 years. And this is going to be part two of that. Very, very, very important. It is all unfolding that way, and want you to be dutifully prepared for that and to have yourself, your family in a position of advantage, because without that, it's going to be something that is going to be more than challenging to endure and to overcome. And it's not something that you have to do if you would just prepare for it before it happens. Very, very important that you do that. Okay? So go to Prosperity Mint, prosperitymint.com. Check out what's in inventory. Place your orders. And then before you place your order, make sure you email info@prosperitymint. Tell them you're a Tando Radio Show listener. Please don't forget to do that. It's for your best interest. It's not for Tando Radio Show's best interest per se. It's for your best interest, because someone needs to explain to you the overall buying process. Okay? Very, very, very important. So with that being said, I'm going to jump into today's show. I want to just thank everyone that posted stuff, Roz that posted things, OG that had posted, sent us something, and Carlos K, my brother, thank you so much. TJ, thank you so much for all that you've done, my man Jambone, and everyone else that is here for participating in this network. But I'm going to take an abbreviated, because we have to get into what's in the news. There's a lot of stuff. I mean, we have to get into today's show. There's a lot of stuff that's happening, unfolding. There is something amiss in the macro world that's going to harm the micro world. And I want you all to be as prepared for this as you all could possibly be. Okay? So we're going to get into that. And so let me just situate myself here, and we will get into some of the things as to what's in the news. And then I want to get into the show. Okay? You know, I really, really want to get into it. Brother OG sent a great from Conversation, 3 reasons why the U.S. is vulnerable to big disasters. Check out that article. Next article, I got this one from RT International. I saw it, and my man Carlos K. sent it to me. Switzerland chooses gold bullion over paper wealth backed by the U.S. dollar. We're going to get into that very specifically. Next article, thanks to my brother over the pond, TK, sent this article, came from AfricanIndy.com. BRICS Deputy Prime Minister discuss Middle East North Africa. BRICS Deputy Minister discuss Middle East North Africa. Very, very significant. What's going on here in the BRIC nations? You're going to hear me talk about that today. If you're not aware of that, you should know what that means. BRICS stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. But those are the countries that make up the names that make up the acronym, but BRICS actually have hundreds of countries, and they're going to be adding. And some of the countries that I said they're going to be adding, I said that I definitely see Germany doing it, see France jumping into it, as you can see how that's starting to do. Euro countries. I can also see Mexico doing it, and that's going to be a highlight of today's show as well. And other countries are going to be doing it, and I'm going to make an announcement here. I wouldn't be surprised if there is going to be a newly formed country named the Texans that will join BRICS nations, what we formerly known as the Republic. The state will be known as the Republic of Texas, and formerly a part of the United States. And then as they're going to break away, and the untied states of America is going to go amiss, is going to start to run off, and this is going to be quite substantial. So we'll get into that, and I definitely see that happening. It's unfolding now as we speak. Okay, so check out that article. Great, great articles. Thank you all for that. A couple of other ones real quick. Also, TK sent the article, Toyota warns Trump Car tariffs will increase the cost of every vehicle sold in the U.S. Check out that article. Next article from African Business Central. Africa Central Bank support replacing U.S. dollar reserves with Chinese yuan. And this was sent to us by my man Carlos. Great, great article. Goes along with today's show. And so posted a couple of them. Let me get a couple of ones that Raj posted. Very, very important. Article from Anti-Media. Trump moves this. Trump's FART Act to blow up the World Trade Organization. Check out that article. And next article, very, very important. Mexicans' Bernie Sanders wins the presidency in historical landslide victory. Going to be a very important part of today's show, known as AMLO. And Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador has won the Mexican presidency last night. Significant in what that means. So check out, and it's going to a lot of things going on. Great article. Thanks for posting that, Raj. So a couple of other ones, you know, just going to go through. Raj posted a bunch of other ones, but I want to really get into today's show. Let me get two more of what Raj posted here. And next article from Anti-Media, the end is near. Amidst armed clashes in Iran, Rudy Giuliani calls for regime change. And Raj posted from Natural Blaze, doctors punished for giving vaccinations exemptions to children with high risk of vaccine brain damage. Check out that article. All right, so a couple of more. Then I also posted the article from Daily Call where the Mexican candidate calls mass migration to the U.S. a human right. And this is telling because that's who won the election and has a lot to say what's going on. Then also I posted an article. Raj posted some other ones, and also from Sputnik News. Watching Russian subs, U.S. Navy carrier strike group deploys to the Atlantic. And this is, we talked about this earlier this year and how that was significant in reestablishing the Second Fleet, and because this whole war paradigm is here. So we're going to jump into today's show because we have to, just too much to cover, and there's a lot of critical information I want to relay to you all. If any of you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call and number to do that. We'll see you on the board and we'll jump in. Before we get started, I would say, if you didn't check out Friday's show, please go back and check out Friday's show, and I believe it was Tuesday's show of last week. Very, very important. There are things that are unfolding events that are happening in their overall individual micro and macro effects of them are going to be huge. The disenfranchisement of the general population, the human species, is ramping up at a far greater pace for more leverage to be given to those that control resources. And they are setting up the stage for that to happen, and it is definitely unfolding, and I want you to be as prepared for this as you possibly can, because it will be necessary that you do. It will be necessary, and it's all starting to unfold. So today's show is part two, Defeating the Civil and Global War Purge in the next three and a half years is today's show. And we want to jump into this, and we're going to go a couple of places. And I want to start with by saying we really need to start with us individually, us as family units, and then us as a community at large. I would start off this show by saying last night's election of AMLO was very significant to what's happening. And I had said on previous shows when they wanted to get rid of NAFTA, when celebrity figurehead Trump was first elected, selected CEO, President of the United States. One of his first things was he called the Mexican president and was getting tough about NAFTA and everything they were going to do, and it then led into the wall and all of that other stuff, which was already a part of it all. But what it did was it caused for a immediate response. And I've always said that Mexico will turn against the U.S. because there will be a overt attack against Mexico to destabilize them, and they're not going to go for it. And what they're going to do is they're going to take the best, the path of least resistance to their overall sovereign state, even though all of these governments are in one fraternal order. But we need to know, talk about it from this standpoint, and then we see that all of them are against us. And they would be turning to China. And they said that they would be turning to China. And they would be turning to Russia. And one of the reasons is that they would be part of the BRIC nations. And one of the reasons why I knew that they would be part of the BRIC nations, because Mexico has over 3 times the natural resources than the United States does. Combined, all their resources. They exceed the U.S. on multiples of 3 to 4 times. And that is going to be very significant in the new economy, as the debt-based economy is dissolved and it goes to an asset-based economy. An asset-based economy basically means a collateralized economy, meaning you have to have something in order to get something. And I'm here to tell you, everyone, that you're going to need to have something in order to get something. And the system has actually fleeced the general population of what is going to be necessary going forward to collateralize your overall economic success. But you, most important, your economic standing. There was a fleecing of the general population to get them out of things that had intrinsic value and to give them worthless pieces of nothing. And they exchange their valuable labor and give them their pay of their overall wage of that being something that is worthless, meaning that your overall talents and abilities have been squandered and wasted and given away in servitude. And this is going to continue to perpetuate and move further. We need you to be aware and keen to it, and to establish an asymmetrical approach to this whole thing. And I'm going to get into that, but first I want to get into an article. It was from Russia Today International, and I saw this article, and my man Carlos K sent it to me. Once again, my man Carlos, thank you so much. And I just want to say, all of you that reach out to us via email, I greatly, greatly appreciate you all. And we are going to continue to move in this journey without, regardless of the obstacles that are put before us. The overall objective is more important than anything else. And I appreciate you all, because this is the reason why we wanted to do this. And if we could just continue to do all that we can do, then that's all that needs to be done. I'm extremely optimistic individually, and I'm extremely, extremely hopeful collectively, that at some point, at some time, we will not look at this system from the standpoint of what it wants us to see. We will not rely on our eyes. We will not rely on our hearing. We will rely on our ability and talents that to create what it is that we want to perpetuate. And we will move into the fullness of our Constitution. Not the Constitution that was written on paper against you all, but the Constitution that was collected and given to you as a great, as a gift from the great creator. That is where I think it will be extremely, extremely valuable and meaningful in our journey. And it's very important that we move in that direction. But before we really get going in that, I see we have a caller in queue. I want to go to this caller, then we're going to jump into this show. Welcome, caller, out of area code 323, back home in L.A. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, and what is your question or comment? Oh, nope, they didn't. Okay, great. Okay, so they muted themselves. Thank you. All right, so I'm going to get into today's show. And the article, let me just pull this article up real quick. And the article says, Switzerland chooses gold bullion over paper wealth backed by the U.S. dollar. Very, very important. Because the rest of the world is doing this. When we first came on air, we were talking about this, and many people... were taken back by it all, thinking that that couldn't happen, or, you know, well, I don't know, you know. But now this overall trend in this movement is far greater than what we think, because the people and the entities that have instituted this overall have chose to do it, and they chose to exercise their free will to ensure it. And they're going to be extremely successful because there is no counterparty to it. There is no equal energy or force that is either keeping it from moving forward or to overrunning it and from preventing it to happen and going in a different way. And it can be done, but the matter of, will it be done? The system and those that control the overall system know the power of the of will. And they know one of the things that they had to do was to teach us not to know the power of will, free will, but for us to know the overall acceptance of obeying, surrendering, submitting, And more importantly, it made us price sensitive, and we have no awareness to value. So, in this article, it starts off, another country is betting on physical gold. One thing I want to say, they never talk about silver because silver is so valuable. They don't want you to know about it. So they'll talk about gold, but they won't talk about silver. Switzerland pension fund has boosted its investment in bullion, switching from the paper-backed securities in U.S. dollars. On Friday's show, we talked about the new USN. And now there are major moves, and I don't know if you're aware of who Switzerland is and how Switzerland came about. And Switzerland has always been one of the overall banking hubs of the world. And I don't want to get into the reasons why that is and everything else, because that would be too long and take us away from where we need to be. But this is a systematic call to the rest of the world to tell them this is what the overall banking, global banking manipulators is doing, and that is going to send signals to the rest of the world to follow suit. And then it will finally say all the countries are betting on physical gold, and they all have switched from the paper-backed securities in the U.S. dollar. And the paperback securities that they're talking about, and most people would think that they're talking about bonds, mutual funds, and everything else, but that's not what they're really talking about. That's what they want you to see. What they're saying is that they have collateralized their overall Switzerland pensions with a with a actual and is being backed with an asset that has intrinsic value, because they're switching from worthless nothings, because the paperback securities is debt of the United States, the U.S. dollar. Basically, Switzerland is dropping the dollar. But here's the key note. Even though the overall Swiss pension funds are boosting their investments in bullion, if you ever trust that the Swiss and any other of the countries will give you the overall necessary returns from the intrinsic value of gold, keep holding your breath, keep expecting something different to change, and you'll find yourself and the generations you have not named in a far worse position than which you are. They're securitizing themselves. They are not securitizing the people. Article goes on. The Swiss government's pension system decided to change from paper gold in the amount of 700 million francs into physical gold in the store in Switzerland. Did you hear what they said? Paper gold. Where does paper gold? That's from the COMEX. See, the thing about paper is this. It always returns to its intrinsic value of zero. The key is, will you be the last one holding it? Will you be the one that's deceived to say, hold this, it'll save you. Hold this and use this. You'll get everything you need. The key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. And they made everyone believe that paper is money. Paper gold, paper currency, paper bonds, paper mutual funds, paper retirement funds. It's still a piece of paper. It's a coupon. It's a note saying, I owe you. Doesn't work. So the Swiss pension fund has decided to change from paper gold in the amount of 700 million Swiss francs into physical gold. They're telling you everything here. Why are they doing that? And when you switch from paper gold, what are you switching from? The overall benefit for the U.S. dollar to benefit from that paper gold, because paper is a debt instrument. Article goes on. It says it's going to be stored in Switzerland. How many of you are storing real wealth with yourselves? The 700 million only stands for 2% of the total asset, but it is quite a surprise that they do this. An independent precious metal advisor told RT.com, according to Grass, it is a strong signal that people should take seriously, since a pension fund is an investment vehicle that has a long-term strategy. Physical gold is the best way to hedge against, physical gold is the best way to hedge as well as to accumulate wealth over decades. If you would have purchased for $100,000 in gold in the mid-70s, that holding without doing anything would be worth more than $2 million, the analyst said. Another factor why the pension funds demanded physical gold, with the understanding that paper gold just represented a claim on gold. It's a receipt, a coupon. It's a wage of a slave in a high price leveraged gold market. They told you everything right there. So if you continue, if we continue, and if people continue to ignore money and call currency money, they are going to lose everything and is moving to that direction now. Here what Graf said, one more time, physical gold is the best way to hedge as well as to accumulate. Hedge against what? Against fraud, ladies and gentlemen. That's what the hedge is. They won't tell you that, but that's what it is. Fraud and manipulation to steal what you've worked for and to keep you from being sovereign and independent, self-sustaining. It keeps you indebted and enslaved to always have to work until your dying day so that they could take everything you have and give you nothing. And they've just let the whole cat out of the bag, but they're going to let the cat out of the bag in a much more demonstrous way. What they're going to finally do is accuse the United States as being the overall fraud, filled with ubiquitous fraud that the whole world should take recourse against, and they are. And that recourse is going to be dropping U.S. dollar and going to war and seizing the assets in the United States and putting the United States under receivership. No, the United States government will not be under receivership. Here's who's going to be in receivership. Every person that the U.S. government has told you that you are a U.S. citizen, it's going to be everyone here that continues to live by what they created. It's the scarlet letter. And the article continues. It makes common sense. Let me stop there. See, that's the thing about common sense. It ain't so common. They taught us and they indoctrinated through their schooling. Schools and politicians and institutions lie to you to keep you from the truth. They always have and they always will. Celebrity figureheads read scripts that are written for them, and they stand in front of a camera to do it. And we get blind faith and influence to them until we realize when it's too late, I wasted everything. I was tricked and deceived. But not only do they teach us to fall for the deception, they actually teach us to perpetuate it, to be an ambassador of it, to sell it, to broker it, to gift it, and to force it on others. And we do the enemy's bidding, even at our throats. The article goes on. It makes common sense under the actual circumstances to assure it is stored in its home country, Switzerland, instead of London or the U.S., which reminds me of the central bank's repatriation. The analyst added, you hear what they said? Hear what he said? Which reminds me of the central bank's repatriation. Everyone is calling back their gold. From who? From London or the U.S.? And when they do that, what do you think the U.S. is going to do? The U.S. is going to, I'm going to tell you what they're going to do. Let me finish this. Grass added that the countries are noting the geopolitical shifts from the West to the East. This is what Tando Show has been trying to get you to see and everyone to see and what our shows are always about. No, it's not popular things that we talk about. No, we don't talk about the things that entertain you. No, we don't talk about, we actually talk about things that people just absolutely hate. Because the truth is always, always a pariah, an insult when we've given ourselves to lies, Grass says that the countries are noting the geopolitical shift from the West to the East. And this is why they are buying more real gold instead of the U.S. dollar-based paper. And if Switzerland is doing this with their pension funds, Switzerland is doing this in all of their banking, they're telling all of their clients this is what you need to do. And guess what they're going to do? When you hate someone, it's very easy to gang up and say, yeah, let's get them. It's time to do it. And that's the overall sentiment that's being actually put in place, righteously or not. But it's always a trap and a setup. And they're doing this. The last geopolitical shift, the article continues. But wait, before we go there, see how they're getting out of the U.S. dollar. This is basically a cry by Switzerland to tell everybody in their country, then they'll tell everybody else to get out of the dollar. When are they going to do that? When they get their gold? Switzerland must already have the gold. Yes, they do. And they see something that's vulnerable. They see that the overall states is vulnerable now. And they can't bribe them anymore with paper dollars. They're not worth it anymore. And when you've been bribing people, here's the thing that happens. When they stop accepting, you stop having influence. The article goes on. The last geopolitical shift that started with World War II and ended with World War I ended with World War II, putting the U.S. in a dominant position. And it owned and stored 70% of the gold reserves for the free world. Now, what are they saying? The last political shift. They're saying it's another political shift. And that new political shift is going to do what? Shift away or move away from the standing one, where the U.S. is no longer going to be in a dominant position. It will no longer have ownership and store 70% of the free world's gold, because what they did with that was that they used that to steal all other resources from people. This is also one of the main reasons why the U.S. won the empire over the Brits. Now we can witness another geopolitical shift with the rise of the East, he said. The rise of the East, ladies and gentlemen, is what we talked about on Friday and what we've been talking about so long. Remember the article that we talked about, China said, and from the Hong Kong, the Shanghai Gold Exchange, is that the new market will not allow people to use the U.S. dollar to transaction trades for the Chinese gold yuan. They won't be able to use the U.S. dollar to purchase, and they won't be able to use the U.S. dollar to trade. So what are they doing? Anybody that does business with the U.S., you have something that we don't accept. So what does that mean? That means that everybody is going to have to do what? Well, I'm not going to need this no more. Send it back to them, when we talked about that on Friday. It's a conspiracy agenda, y'all, and it's about to get really, really ugly. And it's going to get ugly for every single person that's listening. Even if you did prepare. But if you didn't prepare for this, I'm going to tell you, the likelihood of you making it through this is not great. And what I mean by you making it through it is not just physically, but mentally and everything else. Because when this disenfranchisement of the everyday person, by collapsing the everyday person's economy that they've all built great trust and confidence and fidelity in, when they collapse that, when people lose their stability, they lose their mind. They lose their sensibility. They lose their culture, and they become feral. The global debt burden, article continues, the global debt burden continues to grow, While more than 65% of all monetary reserves on this planet are in the U.S. dollar, Gross noted. 65%. And everybody in that 65% is getting out of it, except for who? The unaware, unsuspecting people that are here. And they're going to flood. They're going to say, nope, that's not going to burn me. Let it burn them. And it's going to be even the overall speed and pace of it coming back here, the overall atmospheric friction, and it traveling at the speed of light, striking back here, when it gets here, is going to burn through everything. And how's it going to burn through everything? By it not being relevant anymore and not having any standing or any purchasing power. And you're not going to get paid anymore. And everyone around you is going to be in the same predicament as you. And everyone that's prepared, they're going to be around people that did prepare. And that momentum from both sides is going to grow, but their directions are going to be far stretching away from each other every day, every second. The global debt burden in the overall U.S. dollar is the overall foundation of all debt. The global debt is no longer, we're moving from a debt-based economy to an asset-based economy. And if you thought that you didn't have anything in a debt-based economy, you have far more debt leverage than you do have asset leverage. So the overall disenfranchisement and impoverishment and the plight that will be in our neighborhoods and in our homes and in our family is going to be so great because we have far less leverage with assets. Don't nobody want your Jordan. Don't nobody want the things that this system has pushed on us? Why would they want those trivial commercialized consumer things when they're going to have you go work in fields and work in sweatshops and all to give it to them for pennies on the dollar? Meaning they're going to give you less than pennies to make it and to give your whole life to it while they're going to be able to use it as an asset, something other than what you'll be able to use it for. Because this is what happens when you go into receivership. And it's happening globally. Now, let me pull this article back up real quick. Because it went out on me. Okay, here it comes. So this is a very telling article about what's going on. Do you really think... have they really deceived us to think that the U.S. dollar is okay? And I'm going to tell you, that's what the Swiss want you to think. They don't mind telling it because they know the people won't do anything about it because they are. The article has been in. Later on, they could come back and say, see, we told you, you didn't listen. Here it is. Why more than 65% of all monetary reserves on this planet is held in U.S. dollars. Talking about the debt. Grass notes, holding physical gold, and more important than holding physical gold is holding physical silver, ladies and gentlemen, is definitely the best hedge against all sorts of fiat money risk. But from a central bank's perspective, it is definitely the best hedge against a weakening dollar that is on its way to reaching its intrinsic value, which is zero. They must have been listening to Tando Radio Show. And it's so important that you move on this. I don't care if you got $1 or $2 left. You better move those piece of paper while you still can. Because your debt instrument still has some form of leverage that is losing day after day. And at some point, the window will close. And the rest of the world is going to close the window. And not only are they going to ostracize your dollar, they're going to ostracize the overall country as well. Because they're going to require that the country repay what it was stolen since the Bretton Woods, since World War II, since accumulating and acquiring all countries in the free world to store their gold with them, because they're not going to give it back. The U.S. is the feds aren't going to try to give it back, and it's going to cause to where people will go to war. And you know what the Fed is going to say? Well, I'm going to keep the gold. I'm just going to say to send the citizens to war for me. And we're going to buy into it hook, line, and sinker. This article is extremely significant. And if you can't see the significance in it, I get it. Maybe it's all just a lie. You don't have to do anything about it. You'll be cool. But one of the things that I said when we first started is that I may have told some of you this. Once you start seeing this being reported all over the papers and is going to get more traction, the closer you are to it springing what it wants to spring. We are much closer to it today than we are yesterday. And what happens with us as the general population, the everyday person, we need more time to accumulate because our overall debt leverage is far less than the overall bankers, the corporate structure, the institutions. Their debt leverage is more. See, the key to preparing is when no one else is listening. You have to prepare as early as you possibly can because you are working with – you are handicapped. You are hamstrung. You are burdened down so much more. But everything that you do and what you do that's correct – is going to magnify and even out all of that. It's not just one thing that you need to do, it's multiple things to do. And if you want to find comfort in one thing, I would say that that is a very naive way to look at it, and you may be looking at it from a comfort standpoint. There are multiple things that everyone should be doing to prepare for this. You have to prioritize everything. Here was one of the very significant things in the article, and I said I wanted to go back to it before we go to the commercial break. One of the things that was significant in the article, it talked about the U.S. having the gold. Well, the world is going to force the U.S. to introduce the USN, which I believe is going to be backed by silver and gold and other resources as well. They're going to be forced to do it. But when they try to do it, since 65% was here, they're going to say, wait a minute, 65 was sent to you. You do not own 65%. Now the safekeeper has become the assailant. You stole 65% because you didn't return it. And that's when all of them are going to get up in arms, and they're going to get their citizens to be up in arms because they're going to allow them to feel some of the pain too, and they're going to be ready to disembower here. This is the seeding of the global war purge. And that same sentiment and that same momentum is going to be here also in the civil war, seeding of the civil war purge. Because in order to maintain a lot of control, you need a lot of confusion and a lot of crisis that people then finally get exhausted and say, I surrender. And then when they surrender, they're going to give you the terms of surrenderance. Because they're funding all sides. And I would ask, are you doing what Switzerland is doing? The government of Switzerland is not the people. Their people are going to get burned too. Because one of the things that's going to happen in this new age, they're going to say, oh, we took it and got it all gold, but oh, we don't know any record of you because we got hit with a cyber attack. And what legal recourse will you have against that? Nothing. You better be acquiring and you better be storing real assets yourself because you're going to need them. And the excuse is all that's going to be given to you by the most prevalent and recognized authorities that you can imagine, and they're just going to hand you an excuse. When we settle for less, we acquire and accumulate what we settle for. Very telling article. Extremely important. It's an indication of where things are going. It's up to you. To engage in this in a very healthy way. How you respond to it is up to you. And if you look in the articles, the rest of the world is dropping the U.S. dollar left and right. And that momentum is only going to continue to build and speed forward. There is no brakes on it now. It's just going to roll over everything in its path. And so it puts us all in a position of, okay, what are we going to do about this? Here's what I think you should do. One, don't get upset. Two, don't be afraid. Three, realize how powerful you are and walk in that power. And we must execute our free will accordingly. Listen, we got a caller in queue. We're going to get ready to go to a commercial break. Jenna, hold on. We'll come to you right after. When we come back, I want to give you some situational things that I see that's happening around us and how they're going to unfold. And I think it's very, very critical. Then, of course, we'll open up for calls and we'll give some of our opinions on what some of the things that you can do to remedy this. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And in the chat room, Brother Sky says, I'm back, Dave. I agree, Dave. We emulate the enemy's behavior toward each other more than we want to acknowledge or even realize. And I'm going to take ownership of that. I treat people, and I've been taught to treat people the way the enemy has treated me. And what I've seen that has harmed me and invoked fear in me. And And we don't want to admit that. And we definitely don't want to realize it, but we damn sure don't want to stop it. Because it just feels so gratifying. But I think when we admit it, it's the first step to us being able to quit it. And then once we admit it, and then we quit it, then we have the opportunity to forget it. We forget it because it's not part of our habitual acts anymore. And then maybe one day there'll be a generation of us that will never even know it. It doesn't exist. Just like the land of milk and honey doesn't exist to us. Liberty and prosperity, self-determination doesn't exist to us. We have to seed it. So we got a caller in queue. I want to go to the caller. Is my man Jenna. Jenna, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What say you?
Greetings, Dave. How are you this evening?
What's going on, my brother?
Yo,
good.
One of the most important things that you mentioned is that we don't realize the power within ourselves. We all, regardless of what religion that you're a part of, everybody knows that the words that we speak is what we put into the universe, right? Would you agree with
yes,
that?
Yes, sir. Oh, 100. And yes.
Now with that being said, we talk about how bad we're going to be doing and what we're not going to be able to do, and then we start to manifest those thoughts that we have spoken out loud. And I think that's one of the biggest mistakes that we could do, is that we talk about how bad we're going to do. And everybody that we see that says that they could be doing bad at that particular time, but they got an idea and they're going to be doing great, and they wind up doing great. I think that's one of the things that we need to do on a daily basis. Talk about as far as set out little small goals, because if you set a big one, it might take time to get there. And a lot of us are not willing to reach that goal once we set it. It just sounds good. But the one thing that I wanted to ask you about, because you were just talking about the money and what have you, there was a guy, and I'm going to try to find that so I can send it to you. It was an older gentleman, and he had been collecting pennies for 45 years, and he pulled them all into the coin bank. And he got $5,000 for all of the pennies that he had done saved up for 45 years. But with me paying attention to the coins and stuff, some of the coins that he put into that coin bank, he had $1 million off of just some of the rare coins that he had. So that's another thing. You mentioned that last week as far as don't turn in your coins. We have people that's ratcheting up on the silver and gold purchase. As a matter of fact, I asked one person, I was like, why are you so interested in silver and gold all of a sudden? The answer that they gave me is that they've been spending silver and gold throughout this earth for millions of years. And when I tell you that, with the very explicit, to pay attention to, he never said why he was ratcheting up to purchase silver and gold. He only said that they have been purchasing silver and gold for the last millennia. So these are all telltale signs that we never pay attention to. And I just wanted to push that out there real quick. Great show, brother. And if you could, mute me, and I will also mute myself. Thank you for your time. Peace.
Okay, well said, Jenna, and greatly appreciate the comments and the thoughts. Yeah, there's a lot of things that we need to do in from one of the things that I've learned is that You have to motivate yourself as uniquely as your personality. Different things move different people. And when it comes to you as an individual, that's where all of this starts. And it starts with where we are. What are we going to do? What are you going to do? Is the most important thing. Are you going to align yourself? Are you going to do that? That all is determined by you. And no one could actually make you do it. They can encourage, motivate. And all the other things. But what you do with your energy determines the direction that your talents and ability go. So, yes, very, very important. We got to look at this individually, and then from there, from the family standpoint, and then from the community, and then collectively. And I'm going to tell you, when we look at that, we may not like what we see, because there's an addiction that we all have. The addiction is that we've all been instructed and taught in school the wrong things. I would even be so much to say, could be wrong, it's just my opinion. Opinion doesn't make you right. Everything that we've ever been taught in school has been a lie. Everything. Everything. Now it's on us that we can tell that is a lie to be the seekers of the truth. And that journey is going to be like any other journey. It's not going to be a very easy one. In fact, it's probably one of the most challenging things that you can do. Because then when you seek the truth, what are you going to do when you find it? What are we going to do? What are you going to do? What is the family going to do? What is the community going to do? What is the species going to do when they find the truth? Are they too going to try to manipulate it as they've been taught? Are they going to try to dilute it? Are they going to try to poison it? Are we going to have a unrealistic view of it, because we're still high on this school's teaching? Are we still inebriated? Are we still walking in prosperity lost? And I would always say, before you can go into surgery to get a cancer out, you have to find out, how deep is it in you? Where is it in you? How has it grown? Why is it growing? All of those things is a part of it all, and it ain't easy. And I will say also this, what commitment level to it do we have? The commitment level of, regardless of how I, what obstacle comes, I may not make it. Am I willing to die? Not only die physically, but am I willing to die from what I want, for what it is that we really need, for what it is that I really need? Am I willing to die to those things? Or will I compromise? We've gotten to this place, y'all, because we've compromised. All the time. Not part of the time, not some of the time, not on occasion. We've compromised all the time. We've compromised so much that we think that this is natural. We think that everything that we engage in is the natural progression of, and we can't even see because we're so blinded that we can't even see the true truth around us. How many birds have you seen pay taxes? Even the ones that get captured. They are forced into those positions. Yes, some may actually be trained, and that's the key. They have to be trained to obey and to surrender and everything else. But the overall ecosystem is all around us, and we call it wild. We say that we can't live that way. We don't know. You never started that overall path and that overall journey. It's just your thinking from what you've been taught and what you've been told to think. We lost the expertise to do it. And when you lose the expertise of different things, you lose the ability of your talents. When you don't have the expertise, you can never put your talents to its full fruition, use your talents to its full fruition, because you didn't even know that you could do that. How many of you have been surprised by the things that you could do? Well, your response was, damn, I didn't know I could do that, because we never challenged it. We never committed to it, to do it. And because of that, we never knew. We never know. Knowing is an education. Knowing is an education. So we got a very bright future ahead if we look past the reality and focus on the objective as to where we're going. Then we'll reach it. We will definitely reach it. And anything worthwhile always has a maturation process. And that maturation process is going to be challenging. So with that, I want to get into another part. And it's very, very important, because the maturation of evilness also has a challenging thing to do. It has to put up with all the good people of the world. And it has to get them to where they don't have a voice, they don't have an influence and everything else. So don't just think that the other side doesn't have challenges too, but they're committed to it. They understand what the threats are. Because they realize what the threats means, what the possibility of what they could lose if they don't prepare. When you don't prepare, you have the opportunity to lose everything. When you do prepare, and it's not just for preparing for a storm or preparing for in general, when you fail to prepare, and they prepare to win and have a system of subjugation, because they know what the opposite is if they don't have it. They have no influence. They have no power. They have no love of power. They couldn't live. You know, being nonviolent doesn't mean that you don't defend by force. Being nonviolent means that you never invoke the illness of intention to get what you want or what you need. There's nothing holistic about violence. But preventing and defending yourself to things is relevant. It's calling maintaining your sovereignty. If you can't maintain your sovereignty, you don't deserve to have it. It's, that gift is just that powerful. And that gift is something you give yourself. The great creator doesn't give you that. It puts you in the sphere and space in the paradigm of sovereignty. It's up to you to choose it and then to energize it. Now, I want to get into real quickly what's happening in Mexico and why this is so significant. Mexico, just yesterday, and this is how the system is going to use it. They just elected, and I'm going to think it's, Manuel Lopez. Let me not mess it up. Let me just get this right. Real quick, let me scroll down. And I know it is AMLO. And, okay, here we go. Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador. They affectionately call him AMLO. He was the mayor of Mexico City, and Mexico City is no small district. Huge. One of the things that I talked about is that I see Mexico aligning with China. And why are they going to align with China? Was because Mexico has so many resources. There's so many resources that China is going to need to fund and to mechanize, excuse me, and to propel their overall economic direction. See, China won't need to have the reserve currency of the world, but what they will have is the overall currency of influence on the world. And they're going to do that through alliances. And I knew that they were going to be making alliances with Mexico because if you know about resources, that's who they've always targeted. And they're going to use Mexico because it's right there in the overall backyard of the U.S. But not only that, the Gulf of Mexico is rich with natural resources. You can get in and get out the ports. Here's what I see. And if you look at one of the, what the then presidential candidate of Mexico, he called the mass migration to the United States a human rights issue. Told you everything. This is the purge, ladies and gentlemen. It wasn't just NAFTA and the tariffs. NAFTA and the tariffs will be used as the talking points and the platform to bring in World War III that will turn into global nuclear war one. The rest of the world, the U.S. is completely being surrounded on all sides. Canada will join BRICS. England will join BRICS. And when they do, it's all a setup. See, one thing about this system is never going to allow itself to be dismantled. The only way that that happens is if we pick up a hammer and a wrench and do it ourselves. Because everything that they create, they don't create for your benefit. They create it to deceive you to think that you're benefiting from it while they're controlling everything. And they'll give you free ownership on it all, knowing that ownership is subordinate to control. So Mexico will align itself with BRICS. And what do you know? Mexico is going to allow China to build a military base inside of Mexico. Mexico is going to allow Russia to build a military base inside of Mexico. This is the new direction of Mexico. And when that happens, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you what I think is going to happen. There's already been a brokered deal. Actually, there were so-called individuals of authority out of the state of Texas that have been talking to foreign nations about their new gold depository. Do you know what that means? Switzerland told you. The rest of the world has been telling you. Who do you think those foreign entity was out of Texas that they were talking to? It was China. It was the BRIC nations. Why? Because they have an interest in that. What does Texas provide? It has a lot of what? Resources. from natural gas to oil. Why do you think Texas put in this gold depository? If you read what they said, they put it in there so that the Federal Reserve and the U.S. government, both governments, the acknowledged government and quasi-government authorities. Who's quasi-government authorities? That would be the bankers, the Federal Reserve, the IRS, so that they can't come and confiscate Texas's gold. Why did they do that? Because they've already had the overall treaties and agreement to back them. Because they realize in order to stop the U.S. federal government, they have to stop the U.S. military. And guess what? They're going to have the backing to do it. Those overall Chinese military bases and Russian air bases, however they're going to be, naval bases or land bases, they're going to have the overall weapons of war that are going to be pointing where? They're not going to be pointed at Texas. Texas will succeed and you leave the U.S., join the overall, become their own nation, or also allow, and maybe there'll be a deal that'll be brokered between Arizona, New Mexico, Nevada, where they'll all be one country. And if you think about it, even California may join them. If you look at those nations right there, just Texas alone has more GDP than most nations in the world. California definitely does as well. They would be a significant geopolitical power. And it all would be subsidized by who? The BRIC nations, AIIB. So as we speak right now, the deals are being brokered. And this is going to have a micro and a macro effect. Here's the macro effect. They're going to destabilize everything here and try to prevent that from happening. See, the minions, the system is wise. It put in minions so that they have all sides agentized. They have their agents everywhere, so they know what strings to pull, what strings to push to make sure that they win. So they're going to think the left and the right is fighting each other. They're going to make them think that they're at war with each other, but they're all reporting back to them. And they're all getting funded from them. They're all working for the main objective of the system itself. And see, they won't care about it because as long as they get theirs, they cool. As long as they're not affected by it, but they don't realize that they are completely affected by it, infested by it as well. So Mexico, on the southern border, that wall is going to be used for something much more than what we think. Much, much more. Mexico will bring in the overall military protection of China and Russia. And in return, they'll give them what? You know how much oil is in Mexico? You know how much food is in Mexico? Next time you go shopping, look at how much food, produce comes from Mexico. It's money. It's a resource. One of the things, you heard of Chipotle's. You heard of all of the problems that Chipotle has had. Well, Chipotle's isn't an American company. And it was also, it was been attacked here in the U.S. for one reason and one reason only. It was because they won't give in to GMO foods. And they refuse to do it, and they don't need to do it because they're not an American company. If Chipotle was an American company, it would not have been able to withstand the overall planet rats, salmonella, and all that other stuff that goes there. As popular as it has been, it wouldn't have been able to have been done. They wouldn't have been able to stand their ground. See, but Chipotle is not an American company. And its overall resources don't come from America. Look up Chipotle stock and see how valuable it is. It'd be over $400 for one. That is not derived from its overall sales here in America. So Mexico is going to align with China and Russia, and that means the Gulf of Mexico is going to be weaponized. The U.S. is now being completely surrounded. This is why they started, they opened up the second fleet, because now they got Russian subs all over the place. Well, they're going to have it in the Gulf of Mexico in a minute. But not only that, they're going to have everything else. Tactical nukes there. The ability to repel and attack against the U.S. within the untied states that decide to leave. When you decide to leave the country, the first thing that you better do is you better first secure your resources. And then when you secure your resources, then you can buy an army. Armies are cheap. So that's what's going to be happening. That's what I see happening. And this is all going to be taking place.
Hey, Dave.
Relatively quickly. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, so I've been checking out that candidate. He has run before, but he won this time. I'm talking about the new president of Mexico. And just off of, again, people can say things, following through is another matter. But he talked about Mexico having all the resources it needs to pay for the programs that he wants to implement for the people, you know, stuff like social programs, social, you know, education, scholarships, food security, things of that nature. And hey, somebody asked him, well, how are you going to pay for it? And he was like, we already got the resources to pay for it. What's been happening is corruption. He was like, the few have it all, where the masses don't have anything. That's the United States. That's basically almost anywhere in the world that operate on those values. And so if he is successful, if, for example, they don't pull a coup, because that could be on the horizon.
Right, Scotty.
Because they do it every time. Honduras was the last, I think, was the last South American country. The people in America have already been labeling him a socialist, a leftist. So that means what? We got to go in and overthrow him and prevent the people from expressing their self-determination in their chosen leader. So that's number one.
Yep.
But if that doesn't
happen. That's coding for it's time to invoke a coup, is what Scotty said.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's time to invoke a coup and what have you. But let's just say none of that happens and they're left alone to their own sovereignty, and he implements these programs. I see a lot of these refugees going back home.
Yep. Go back home, and guess what they're going to leave? Their internment camps and everything else right here. And believe me, if they go back home, the internment camps still will be full. It just will be a different people that will be put there. And this is what's really, and not only is this going to happen, they're also going to move Canada to do the same thing. All of this tariff stuff is coding for getting rid of America. Because they're all coming together, because Make America Great is what? A threat to all of them. How did America make itself great? It stole from everybody. Now I'm not going to let that happen anymore, because now the rest of the world, they found the vulnerability to the United States. And what was that vulnerability? It's debt. If you don't supply its debt, if you do not allow it to have energy by stealing your labor for nothing, for a piece of paper, and if you don't transfer your energy to the United States anymore, guess what they got? Nothing. See, the dollar is a enslavement device. And if you read that article from Switzerland, it tells you that. It basically tells you that. And when you cut that off, now what do? You cut off the overall energy and influence and authority supply to the U.S. And now it becomes vulnerable to what? Collapse. One of the things that's going to defeat the U.S. military is the same thing that's defeated all of the empires of the past. Here's what it was. They had outside colonization at all different parts of the world. Then it became too expensive to do it, and then the overall countries around them was easily to kick them out because of what? They couldn't resupply them. Germany got its hat handed to them. The Nazis got their hats handed to them by the Russians because the Russians had all of the oil to fight the war. The Germans needed oil. That's why they went to war. And you remember? You remember anything about World War I? The overall Nazis had to start to eat all of their horses that they had in the cavalry because they were starving. That exact same thing is going to happen to the U.S. They got military bases everywhere in the world, and all those countries have to do is align with each other and cut off their supply. And guess what happens to that overall organization? You could have the most advanced technology and weaponry, but if you ain't got no gas to put in it, it's just a hammer. It's just a monument. And they replay this over and over and over again because it works. And what they're structuring now is the encirclement. And how do you bring them down first? First, you bring them down monetarily, because that's what the U.S. has been doing to countries all over the world. They first sanction them and then starve them out, because that's what the U.S. and Britain and France was trying to do to Germany. Starving them out. And they realized they was trying to create a buffer. England was trying to create a buffer between them and Russia. And Germany was that buffer. And the Baltic states were the buffer. And all that buffer blew up. Same thing here is happening. And when Mexico has already aligned itself, it already has bought its muscle. It's already made an agreement and a deal called the BRIC Nations, AIIB, Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. They made the deal. And the rest of the world is moving in that direction. And then the U.S. is going to be forced to drop its dollar because no one else in the world is going to honor it anymore. And when they do that, they're going to try to back their new currency, the USN, with gold, silver, and all other resources. But guess what the world is going to say? But you ain't got no gold. Yeah, you got it in California. Yeah, you got it in Oroville. Or means Goldville, land of gold. Yeah, you got it there, but guess what? You ain't got that no more, because they succeeded. They done came over here. They on our turf now. They made deals with us. One of the critical things that Mexico provides, one of its critical resources, is silver. And they know it. They know how important it is, so they know what it is that they have. And they know how the overall BRIC nations value it. The plata will make them win. And all of these deals are being broken, and it's happening, and it's going to continue to unfold, and it's going to amaze you at the outcome. But don't watch it. Protect yourself from it. And I definitely see Utah, South Carolina, and a couple other states following suit. But listen, you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. When we come back, if you like to, if you got any questions or comments you would like to add, give us a call. 704-802-5056. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And my man Scotty hit it out the park. They're going back. Yep, because their overall economy is going to migrate them back.
Hey, Dave, but also, though, the violence will subside because... Again, I'm just speculating. Yeah. I don't know what this guy.
No, you're right, Scotty. Go there because you're absolutely right.
Yeah, because they're being forced to fight the U.S. drug war while the United States is making doggone deals with Mexican drug cartels. So if he put a stop to all of that, then that mass violence that they've been suffering from will subside. And so a number of factors, not just economically, but physical security will be better.
Yep. Do me all a favor, you all. Look up just Mexico City. And what's there in Mexico City? Mexico City is a huge financial hub for the world. They have to be because of the resources they control. And they... Now that they're going to galvanize that, and it's all part of the system wants them to do that, they're raising new empires. That's what the system does. It raises new empires while imploding the other former and the old ones. The article about the Swiss told you that. And then if you have that, they never get challenged. Never get challenged. Now, is it going to ever end here where there will be some stability and everything else? Yes, but there will be no sovereignty and self-determination. They'll stop the overall collapse in the empire fall. That has a shelf life. That has a period. Then that ends. And then what the system likes to do, just like they've done in all of the depopulation programs, they like to, after that is over, they like to have what they call the blueing of peace. People think that there's peace now, and then they slowly start going back to, and they continue the same methods that won them the overall control from the beginning. Just like after the Black Plague, after they killed off so many people, the economy exploded, and everyone in so-called enriched themselves in the currency and the fiat of the government because it was less people. So they gave the excuse that we can pay people now a better rate. And let me just tell you something. I want you to really think about that. They can pay people now because there's less people. See, they always make you think that it's overcrowded and this and that, and it's far from the truth. See, they created the paper. If they were really sincere, they can establish an economy based off of technology with free energy that everybody could benefit from. But they don't do that. because that means if everybody benefits, that means that they have to do what? They have to give up positional control of resources. And when you give up positional control of resources, what need does people have for a boss? Nobody will work for you. Ways and means. Your way of life is going to have to be determined by what you do. Now their ways and means, their way of life is determined, their means of life is determined by our way of life. They're in a position of advantage. So now, we're seeing the overall overt moves now more clearly than ever before as to what's happening. And the relationships with people that you make, the collective prudence that you work with people is going to be so critically important to you, to your family, to our community, to where finally from working that way you can say, wait a minute. This so-called monster that I've had in my mind is not true. How many of you ever seen the Statue of Liberty? It was much smaller than what you thought it would be. But it's much bigger in influence than what it appears to be. Because it actually, if you look at the overall ankles of the so-called, and what that all represents, the crown and the torch and all of that, and then the bonds of enslavement that's there, not from what was told to us, but what was the ritual practice that was involved? I don't know it all because I didn't do it. But I'm skeptical of it because it's so apparent. And it represents something that is not benevolent at all. The likelihood of it being malevolent is probably the safest way to go, and it's probably the way that we should be looking at it. So we need to look at this enemy for what it really is, because by us not looking at it that way, we will deceive ourselves as to how we can win. How we can win. If we realize that we're going into a fight, and we're about to fight somebody that ain't a punk, then we won't underestimate everything that we need to do in discipline to train to get ourselves in the best position to win. So let's never ever lose sight of that. But we can, and sometimes we do. But in the last 10 minutes, because I'm going to have to end the show just a little early, if there's any question or comments, like 5 minutes early, I'm going to have to end the show. If there's any questions or comments that you all would like to make, definitely give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. That article from RT, what the Swiss are doing, is critical for you all. My man OLG said they already repatriating at a higher rate than entering the U.S. They also, U.S. white citizens are gaining dual citizenship. I just listened to a talk program by accident on the issue. Yes, I just came from there. And yes, that's very true, OG. Yes. OLG is absolutely right. He says they're already repatriating at a higher rate than entering the U.S. Also, U.S. white citizens are gaining dual citizenship. I just listened to a talk program by accident on the issue. OGL is never an accident when it comes to you and how you resonate. When when you put forth things, it's going to come to you, and we, you know that. That was no coincidence that you heard that.
Hey, Dave.
None whatsoever. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
On that, unless they unless these U.S. citizens are settling in European countries, I can see them being purged from these non-white countries when if a reset happens.
Gotta be careful. Yep. You gotta be careful. You gotta be careful. And Scotty is absolutely right. Because when it gets bad, it's gonna get real bad. You think people forgot? You better have some real strong ties somewhere. Just up and leaving? Boy, you may be cruising for bruising. Three things in a foreign country: you can't get hurt, injured, or in trouble. So, yes, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. So what is it that we should be doing? As I always talk about, the table of preparedness. Don't let your good currency lose its overall traction to acquire money. What is money? Anything that the great creator has ever given you for sustainability. Learning how to do things. Learning how to actually solve problems. Learning how to be self-sufficient and aligned. And then you can also augment all of those things with other living species to assist you in that. And the precious metals is one of the living species. And I do mean a living species. It's actually a living entity. But man is told you only living entities look like this. The ones that they showed you, and they defined what living was to you. This is why it's so easy to cut down a tree. It's so easy to deforest the planet. It's so easy to pollute everything. Because they made it conveniently purposeful to be the perfect slave. Made it easy for us to do it. They made a better society. Before it, people had clean water, clean air. They had land with no barriers and no blockers, no boundaries. They slept all day, made children all night. But then somebody came up with a plan. Hey, how about if I put this lead around your neck and you live your life for me? And they call that a better life. So here's some important things. We don't have any callers in queue. So here's some important things. You have to survey where you are. Survey where you are and where it is that you can go. Look at your relationships around you. Enhance all of those relationships. Every person can do something. It's up to you to recognize what has value now. With everything that they taught you, think of things of this. Where did I learn this from? Is this something that I can naturally stimulate, or is this something that was actually taught to me through schools? Or is this some manipulative form here? That will help you in a lot of things. Every person is different. All of our dynamics is different. All of our, you know, where we live geographically is so different. Take an interest in the overall change, as the article said. There's a switch, and when that switch happens, is also known as a wealth transfer. When that does happen, you want to make sure that you're immune from the effects of it as much as you possibly can, and you'll do fine. Scotty, did you want to add something before we get out of here?
No, I was just opening up my mic for the outro.
Okay. All right, everyone. I just want to say greatly appreciate you. Strategic Melanin, my sister, much love, much respect. My man, Jenna, thanks for calling in, brother. All of you that posted inside of BTR, greatly, greatly appreciate you all. Thank you for who you are and what you do. Be aware of what's going on and take an interest in it. But more importantly, before you ask for a fortune, give one away. Assist someone that may not see this coming, that you already have, through experience, you realize that this individual is a good individual. Because if we don't do that, but be careful how you do it, if we don't do that, we're going to make our overall trials and tribulation much hotter than what they need to be. But be careful of those that will only look to exploit you, because they have been taught to be that way. And it may be difficult for you to show them a different way. So, all right, everyone, it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Much love and much respect. And as we always say, before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.